Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Lamed Ches, and we are four lines from the top of daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. So yesterday we learned the real Festa Sugya, Machloikis Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. As we saw, it's also Machloikis Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. Kinyan Peiros Ke Kinyan Aguf, or Kinyan Peiros Lav Ke Kinyan Aguf. The last case that the Gemara discussed was Esrug Zen Nosim L'chabim Matan. If somebody gives his friend an esrig, he tells him, I'm gifting it to you. Va'acharecha, after you die, I want the esrig to go not to your yarshin, but rather l'ployni. And the Gemara had a discussion. If that first person, the Makabel Rishon, who we call Ruvein, if he would use that esrig for his dalad minim, would it be considered lochem? Would it be yoitza? Would he not be yoitza? So from there, the Gemara is going to digress now for a moment and discuss other halachos, similar shailos, where somebody has an esrig, somebody has dalad minim, whether we can deem it lochem, he could be yoitza with it, or he cannot be yoitza with it. Amar Rabba barafun ha'achin shekano esrig bitfusas habayis. A man died, he left over a Yerusha, he also left over Yarshim. Included in the Yerusha was an esrig. The Yarshim didn't divide the Yerusha yet. So currently, it's where we call bitfusas habayis. Not Echmeyem the Yatzah, but if one of the brothers, again, before the Yerusha was divided, picked up an esrig and used it for dalad minin, it was sukkis, im yochel oichloi, if it was a situation where if he wanted to eat it, he could have eaten it, meaning the other brothers would not have been makbid, they would say, it's okay, eat it, and we'll offset it when we divide the Yerusha, Yatzah, then it's considered lochem, he could be Yatzah, him lav, but if he wanted to eat it, he could not have eaten it, lo Yatzah, he won't be Yatzah. V'davka d'ikka esrig b'chol chad v'chad, this is only true if each person would have an esrig, ava parish a rimoin, if one of the other brothers would not have an esrig, he would have a parish or a rimoin, different fruits, loy. Rishonim say that this last line would seem to be redundant. The ikra point that Rabbi Bar Avuna was trying to say was that if there would be a kpeda from the part of the brothers, if one brother took an esrig, then it's not considered that brothers, it wouldn't be considered lachem. If there wouldn't be a kpeda, then it would be considered lachem. Another halach. Amar Rav Esrig Zen Natan L'chabim Matana. If Reuven goes over to Shimon and he tells him, I'm giving you a gift. What's your gift? An esrig. Al menash etachzi reyuli. But there's a string attached. I'm giving it to you on the condition. The condition is that you have to return it to me. Not loy. If Shimon accepted the gift, the yotza boy, he used it for dalad minim. Is he yotza or not? It depends. Hichziroi, if he gives it back to Reuven, then yotza, because he was mekayim the tanai. The matana was in effect. Asiz yotza. Loi hichziroi. If, however, he didn't return it, lo yotza, he will not be yotza. Kamash malon, what's the punchline? What's the chiddush of Rava? The matana. Al menas lahachzir. Shema matana. Meaning, if somebody gives somebody a matana al tanai, of course, the matana is a matana as long as the tanai is fulfilled. The chiddush of matana al menas lahachzir is that it's a little counterintuitive. The whole matana, I'm giving it to you on the condition that you give it back to me. So it's only yours if you give it back and it's ultimately not yours. So in Lamedus, you have to twist a little bit. But the point is, it's a matana al menas lahachzir. Shema matana. Of course, this comes up very famously in Masechtas Kedushin, the Avovah of the days, if somebody's Mekadosh and Isha, b'matona al-manas l'hachzer, so somebody gives his wife the Kesef Kedushin on the condition that she gives it back, matona al-manas l'hachzer, shema matona, so it could be considered a ki'ikach ish Isha, it could be considered a maisa kicha, kicha mistei Ephraim, so that perhaps it would work. Either way, this is big sugya, but we're going to do what we do, which is go weiter. There was a woman that owned a tree that was in the property of Rabibi Barabai. Anytime she wanted to go to the tree, have a cup of dilove. Rabibi Barabai, this is a Abaye's son, was very angry. He said, you're going through my field, you're ruining my crops. Aknisa nehale. So finally, the woman couldn't deal with it anymore. She said, you know what? Rabibi, I'm going to be makna the tree to you, but only kol shnei chayef, as long as you're alive. Meaning, after you, Rabibi, die, I don't want the field to go over to your Yarshim. At that point, I want it to come back to me, or it should go over to one of my Yarshim. Azaliu, what did Rabbi Barabaya do? He went, Aknin Halev Naikatan. He was makne it to his son. Why did he do that? Because Rabbi didn't want that after he died, it should revert back to the Noisei. And we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, of yesterday's daf, that if somebody gives something to a Mekabel Rishon and tells him, V'acharecha l'ploini, if the Rishon goes and sells it, gives it to Matana, if it's an Evet Kani and he frees it, if he makes it into Tachrichen, etc., etc., the halacha is whatever he did worked, because Kinyan Peiros is Kinyan Agov. That's exactly what Rabbi Bar Abaya did. Now, I am Rishonim why he would have done that. It seems to be. Exactly. Rosh Arum, the Gemara mentioned yesterday. It doesn't seem to be such a fine thing to do. But either way, that's what he did. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua told Rabbi Bar Abaye, Mishum da Asu Minulai, because you come from Mulai, Amritu Mili Mulyasa. You did something which is Mulai, something that has a mum, meaning really bad psak. Rashbam says that Mishum da Asim Mimuloi, Rabbi Bar Abaya, of course, was the son of Abaya. Abaya, the Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, different places, came from Beis Eli. The family of Eli came from this place, Mulai. So he said, because you come from Mulai, Amritu Mili Mulyasa, because your psak is wrong. What's your psak predicated on? Why did you think you can go and give it to your son? Because we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Afilu Rav Shimon ben Gamliel leikomar. So Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua told him, even Rav Shimon ben Gamliel only said it la'achar, where somebody gives a gift, he says, Ruvain, I'm giving this to you. Va'acharecha, after you die, I want it to go to Shimon. And Shimon, after you die, I want it to go to Levi. Aval la'atzmai. But where the gift was, acharecha. But after Ruvain dies, it's not going to Shimon, to another person. It's going back to the noisein. And there the halacha is going to be different. So that it's true. If somebody gives a gift to Reuven and tells Reuven, after you're done with it, or after you die, you're done with, it's going to Shimon, then, and Anochinami, there you have a machlokes, Rebbe Reb Shabbat. And Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Agov. So according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, the Mikabel, Reuven would be able to sell it, be able to do something with it. But where the Noisin stipulated Acharecha, not to your Yarshim Reuven, but back to me, or back to my Yarshim, it's going to be different. And what you see over here is that even though Shitas Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is predicated on Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Agof, you see that Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Agof is not absolute. Sometimes you do say it, sometimes you don't say it. Where else did we see that? We saw that at the very beginning of the sugya, on the top of Kuf Lamed Vav on the base, where the Gemara said, Svar is that maybe there's a nafkimina in Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Agof between a father and a son, because the umdinas can somehow play out. So here too, there's an umdina, that the Noisein, although gave the Kinyan Peiros over to Reuven, in this case, Rabbi Bar Abaya, but there was some string attached. Bottom line, the Gemara said that the halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel would not apply in this case. Another case, similar halacha. Amar Rav Nachman, Charzan, Natan Lechab Matan. If somebody gives somebody a gift, what's the gift? He gives him a shor, an ox. Al Menashe Tachsi Reuli, and he tells him it's Matana, but Al Menas Lachs Hikdishoy, and then the person that received the gift went, and he was Makdish the shor, Vichziroy, and after he was Makdish it, he returned it to the one that gave him the gift, Hareze Muktish Umuchser. The Hektish is Chal, and it's clearly going to be returned. Because again, Matana Almanas Lahachzer, Shema Matana. So you have it in the context of Dalad Minim, is it considered Lochem? In Mesechtes Kedushin, you have it in the context of Kedushin. Is it a Maisa Kicha? Is it a Maisa Kedushin? Over here, you have it in the context, is the recipient of the gift a Bailin, so that he should be able to be Makdisha. So over here, it was given to him as a gift. If it's his as a gift, he could be Makdisha. But it's only his gift, Amanasha Tachsireo. So once he returns it, it comes out that he was Mekayim to tonight. So now, he could be Makdisha. Amalei Rava Rav Nachman. But Rava told Rav Nachman, Maya Hadre, that's considered giving it back. It's not his anymore. Amira Legvaya Kinesir Lahedye. He didn't give him back what he got. Amalei, my Chasre. What do you mean? There's nothing missing. So how do you look at it? Do you look at it as Maya Hadre, or do you look at it as May Chasre? Elomar Ravashi Chazin, and this is the way we look at it. We have to be medayek, the subtlety of the language that was used when this gift was given. If the lotion that the Noisin used was Amenas Shetachzi Rehu Hadre, then he said, on the condition you give it back to me, Lamaisi gave it back to him. If he told him Amenas Shetachzi Rehu Li, not Almanasha Tachzireu, but Almanasha Tachzireu Li Midi Dechazi Lekama. The word Li is an extra word. He must be coming to suggest that I don't want you to just give it to me, but I want you to give it to me in a state, in a form where I can actually use it. So therefore, being that it's hektish and he can't use it, if he uses it, he's going to be a mile by hektish. It's for that reason that it's not going to work. And this is just another Gemara. We always speak this out, that you see how careful people once were with every word that came out of their mouth. If he said li, it means one thing. If he didn't say li, it means another thing. Either way, Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul, if somebody writes a shtar matana la'achar, So he goes over to someone and he says, I'm giving you my nechasim. And this acher, let's call him Ruvein, is standing there and he says, Yefshibahem, I don't want it. I appreciate it. The Shmam says later that it's not always a schos for a person to receive a gift. Because so he doesn't want it. He doesn't want it. Says the Gemara, Kana, he's kainet. As if to say that you can force somebody to accept the gift. Even if Reuben is standing, he's yelling, he's kicking, he's screaming, it doesn't matter. If he says, E'ef Sheba, he's still going to get Rabbi Yochanan Amalekan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar Rab Abba Bar Mama, really, there's no Mechleikas. Kan B'tzavach Meikara, Kan B'Shoisek Meikara, Ula B'Soyf Tzavach. Meaning, everybody agrees, if the guy was screaming right away, right out of the gate, someone goes over, he says, Reuben, I'm giving you all my Nechasim. He says, I don't want it. Of course, you can't force a person like that to accept the gift. Where does anybody say, the first man, the Amar, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that even though he said E'ef Sheba Kana, that's when initially he was quiet, he was Shasach, and then afterwards, Ula B'Soyf Tzavach. Once you're Shasach, it's yours. Now that it's yours, you can't just scream and make it not yours. At this point, you actually would have to give it to somebody. You'd have to gift it. You'd have to sell it. So, shosak, meikara, it's yours. Therefore, ula b'soy tzavach, you cannot relinquish your rights to it. But enochinami, if you would tzavach meikara, no one's going to argue. It's poshut that it's not going to be yours. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, ziko le'al yidei achar. What if it was a similar case? What if somebody wrote a gift? He said, I'm giving, in the shtar, a gift to Reuven. But he didn't give it directly to Reuven. He gave it to somebody else. He gave it to Chaim Yankel. Then the halach is, v'shosak ulu b'soyf tzavach, to the extent that Reuven was quiet, while the noisein gave this shtar, not to Reuven. Again, Reuven is going to be the recipient of the gift. The shtar says, I'm giving all my nechasim to Reuven. But he didn't give the shtar to Reuven. He gave it to a third person. If Reuven was there, he was quiet. Ula b'soyf tzavach, there it's not so posh. Meaning, we just said that if somebody's kosef kol nechasim la'acha, that person is quiet, and then ula b'soyf tzavach, loy pligi, everybody's going to agree that halacha is, he's going to be kana. But that's only because he gave the shtar over to the recipient of the gift. Over here, he's giving it to a third person. Says the Gemara, this is a little bit more complex. And here it's really talking to machlokes, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Rabba, time to the price of Chesed, Chesed L'Achar. If somebody wrote a shtar saying that he's giving all his nechasim L'Achar, V'hoi ben Avodim, and included in the nechasim were Avodim. V'omar halah, E'ef Shibahem. And the recipient of the gift said, I don't want Avodim. Price to pick Avodim because that's something that's high maintenance. You have to take care of Avodim. So it's possible that maybe the person wouldn't want to accept this gift. So in the event that that's what he said, if the recipient of the gift, who the Brisa calls the Rabbi Sheni, if he was a Kayin, then they could eat Chuma, meaning it's Chal, the gift, and we force the person to take it. No, if the recipient, this Rabbi Sheni, says, I don't want the gift, then the Yarshim of the Rishon are the ones that end up getting it. So the Brisa is saying it in sort of a roundabout way. We're talking about Truma. We're talking about the Yarshim Rishon. Really, we don't need anyone to be a Kayin. We don't need anybody to die. We don't need Yarshim Rishon. The point is, again, very simple. HaKosev Nechasov La'achar V'hoyu Behen Avodim V'amr Allah Yefshi Behen says Rab Shimon Ben Gamliel, the Rabbi Sheni gets it, meaning it's automatically his. Lamai Nafkimina, if he's a Kayin, that Kanani could be Kayin, it could be Truma. Rab Shimon Gamliel argues, Rab Shimon Gamliel says, no, you can't force the person to accept the gift. It ends up staying by the Yorshe Rishon. Freak the Gemara, Bavinam Bob, Tanakama, Filo Oimim Vitzaveach. How could you understand Pashim Shana Tanakam Aki for somebody to take a gift? If the person's standing and he's screaming and he says he doesn't want it, you shouldn't be able to force him to take it. If the person was yelling right away, there's no machlokes. If he was quiet first and then he started yelling, also the kulam alipligi, everybody agrees it says. This case, where he didn't give it directly to the Makabo Matana, he gave it to a third person. This shasak, and the real Mekabel Matana was quiet, and then he wasn't so quiet. The Tanakama, so the Tanakama holds me the Shasik. Once he's quiet, koninu. At that point, he's automatically koinit. Now he's yelling, he wants to be chaser. Meaning, just like if you give it directly to the Mekabel Matana, directly to Reuven, Reuven would be quiet, and then he would be tzavach. We would say, once you're quiet, it's yours, and you can't now walk away from it just by yelling. So too, if the Noisein didn't give it directly to Reuven, he gave it to a third person, and Reuven was there, and Reuven was quiet, it's the same thing. The Shasak of the Betzoyv Tzavach is interpreted as Shasak, I want it. Tzavach, I changed my mind, it's too late. You can't change your mind. Rav Shimon Gamliel saw that here, it's different. And if you give it directly to Reuven, and Reuven Shasak of the Betzoyv Tzavach, it's too late. But here, being that you gave it to a third person, when you gave it to the third person, and Reuven was standing there watching, and he was quiet. There's no raya that it was nichole. To the contrary, now that he's tzavach, that's a hoichacha, that when he was quiet, he never really wanted it. Why didn't he yell? Because he gave a shtar over to Yankel, I should scream. When I get it, when it ends up in my reshus, then I'll tell the world it's not something that I really want. But there's no hoichacha that the shtika was ever a shtika, and it's for that reason that it's not deemed a chazorah when he is tzavach. Either way, this is a mefurish of Braisa, where there is a machloikis in such a case where somebody seems to not want a gift and still we're forcing him to take it. And the Gemara says the only time it could ever be possible, such halacha, that we would force somebody to take the gift even though he doesn't want it, is either if he's shasak b'tzayif savach. But over there, there'd be no machloikis. Everybody would agree. The only time it's negeya, where there would be two ways to look at it, is where Zikalei Adayacha, and that's this machloikis, Reb Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbana, Tanu Rabbana, Shchiv Merah, Shalmat Truma, Sayim Zuz Laplayni, Shchiv Merah said, give 200 Zuz to Playni, to Ruve, V'sholesh Meis Laplayni, 300 to Shimon, V'arba Meis Laplayni, and 400 to Levi, and now he has no money left. So he had $900, he gave 200, plus 300, plus 400, to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, respectively. And then what happened was, Bal Chayv walks in, and Bal Chayv says, that money that you got from the Shchiv Merah, Divrei Shchiv Merah, Kichsuvim Chimsurim Dami, I had a lien on it, and I want the money. So the question is, who has to pay up this Chayv? So let's, just to keep the numbers even, let's say that he just gave out $900, and the amount of money that was owed was $9,000, let's say. Says the Gemara, the way we look at it is, Ein oimrim kol hakoydim b'shtar zaycho, l'fichach yotza olav shtar choyv, goyva mikulam. We look at all three matanos as having taken place at the same time. So simultaneously, Reuven got 200, Shimon got 300, Levi got 400. All $900 were given over at the same time. They all have an equal obligation towards the Baal Chayv. If the Baal Chayv is owed $9,000 and they receive $900, so each person pro rata is going to have to pay his chelik. The first person that got 200 out of the 900 is responsible for 2/9. The second person that got 300... Oh, but you get the point. It works based on that ratio. But let's say he would say, take $200. He inserted the word acharov. So there already, it's not mashma that he wants them all to be chal at the same time. He's saying, I'm giving you, and then I'm giving you, and then I'm giving you. So then the halacha is, whoever got the first shtar is zoicha. Why? Because that's the way it works always with a shtar chayv. The way it always works with a shtar chayv is that the baal chayv has to go to the last possessions that the loiva had. You have to go first to the last recipient of the gift, the one that got the 400. Ein loy goyve mishal lefanav. Ein loy goyve mishal lifnei fanav. Tanu rabban. Shchiv merah she amat truma zayin zuz leploini. Again, random halachas regarding a shchiv merah. Very straightforward. The shchiv merah said, give 200 zuz to ploini bini, my son, bechor, who's a bechor, as is befitting him. So the halach is noitlan. Divrei shchiv merah kichsuvim chimsurim dami. We take $200 out of the account of the shchiv merah. We give it to the bechor. V'noitlas b'cheras. And in addition to that, the bechor also gets his bechor. He gets his yerusha plus the plishnaim that he's entitled to. Again, the shchiv merah said, take 200 zuz, give it to ploini bini bechor kara'uloi. Every word matters. Ploini bini bechor kara'uloi. So we say he needs to give his bechor 200 zuz. It doesn't mean give him 200 zuz in lieu of his bechor. By the way, you can never take away the pishnayim from a bechor. It's a pasuk in the Torah, yuchal levaker. You certainly can't do it in the form of a yerusha. Even Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika spoke about the shvuas night at length. There's a loisase of la yuchal levaker. So over here, what we say is he means that, of course, the bechor should get the pishnayim that's ro'uloi, that's coming to him. In addition to that, he wants to give him 200 zuz. What if he said, he didn't say, Tnuma Zayim Zuz Lepleini Bini Bechar Karay Loi, but he said, Tnuma Zayim Zuz Lepleini Bini Bechar, Bibchay Rasa Yodei Alo Yoyna. So there we say that he didn't mean to give him, in addition to his Pishnayim, an extra 200 Zuz. But rather what he's saying is, I want that this 200 Zuz should be in place of his Pishnayim, which means he's going to end up getting the greater of 200 Zuz or whatever his Pishnayim is. So Ratzonoitlon, you can't give him less than his Pishnayim. We just said that's a voice. I say, even Rabbi Yechim and Breika holds that. So he's not going to get 200 Zuz in addition to his Pishnayim. What he's going to get is the greater of. Either he's going to get his Pishnayim if it's more than the 200 Zuz. If the 200 Zuz is more than the Pishnayim, his Pishnayim was 100 Zuz, and this is 200 Zuz, he's going to end up getting 200 Zuz. And that's what the father meant to say. The father meant to say, I want my son to get 200 Zuz. I want it to be guaranteed 200 Zuz. If the Pishnayim is less, then give him up to 200 Zuz. But it's not Pishnayim plus the 200 Zuz. Shchimra she'amat Terumas Zayim Zuz L'Ploini, the same exact halacha. Shchimra that said not to his son that's a Bechar, but rather to his wife. Karoyla, I want you to give my wife 200 Zuz Karoyla. Noitla Samadei Talas as Ksubas. So she's entitled after this man dies to whatever she was supposed to get based on the terms of the Ksuba. In addition to that, she also gets the Masayim Zuz. Imam Ar Big Subasa. Again, the subtlety of language. Yada Yad Al Yoin. Ratzon, Noit the Son. Ratzon, the Tells Subasa. She has an option to take either one. Shchim Rashamat from Masayim Zuz, the Pliny Bal Chayvi. What if the Shchim was talking to Bal Chayv? Karay Loi, Noit Malay Tes Chayvi. So he has someone that he owes money to, and he says, I want you to give 200 Zuz, Karay Loi. Same exact halacha. Noitlon, the Bal Chayv gets the 200 Zuz, v'noitlas chayva. He also gets whatever's owed to him. Them amar b'chayva, noitlan b'chayva. Fake the Gemara. The last one I don't agree with. Mishum da amar karoy loy, noitlan v'noitlas chayva. I agree with the Bechar maybe. I agree a man wants to give his wife a gift, but a Shechiv Merah is giving a gift to his Baal Chayv on his deathbed. Not just that, we should even add to that. It's ribbis. Not even so posh you'd be allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, Fidelma Karoy Le Bechayv Ekomas. It makes more sense to interpret it a little bit differently. Doesn't it make more sense not to touch up that he wants to give his Baal Chayv a gift? Not to touch up that maybe he's getting involved in some ribbis. It's probably Avak ribbis because it was in Kitsutsa at the time of the Chayv. But still, people don't want to just get involved in ribbis shaylas. Amram Nachman, Amali Huna, Hamani Rabbi Akiva. No. It's true regarding Bini Bechayri. It's true regarding Ishti. It's true regarding Malchut. But we're going all according to Rabbi Akiva. Why? Rabbi Akiva holds the Dayek Lishna Yaseira, that you have to be Medayek what people say. The time we learned in the Mishnah Bava Basra, V'leya Saboy, V'leya Sados, Hamichay Sabayis, Le'mochay Saber, Le'mochay Sados, Afa Pisha Kosav, Le'umke V'ruma. And even if you added language that says, I'm giving you for the depths and the heights of the property, it doesn't matter. Additionally, you have to buy back a road, meaning you kept the bar in the dust in your field. So how do I get to my bar? Says Rabbi Akiva, right? You included the derech to the bar in your sale. So if you want to now get to your bar, you're going to have to buy a road back. Because the Chachamim hold meicher b'ayin rav meicher. So it's obvious, if you left, you retained the rights to the bar, you probably retained a way for you to be able to get to your bar. Says the Mishnah, Moid Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's Moid, that if you sell a bias and you wrote language in the shtar says, I'm selling you the bias, but I'm not selling you the bar, I'm not selling you the dos, over there, in it tzarech likachloy derech. Why? The reason is alma. Kima the loy tzarech, being that you didn't have to say chutz min habar, chutz min hados. Because the halachas anyways, I'm moichar sa bias, le mochar sa bar, le mochar sa dos. Vikamer, and you said it, Litfuya Milsakasi. Why did you say it? To add some right to yourself. To exclude not just the bar and the dos, which you didn't have to exclude, but you probably did it to exclude the derech. So even though I, Rabbi Akiva, ordinarily hold that a meicher as a bias, who loy mocha as a bar and the dos, so the meicher retains the bar and the dos, still tzarech likach loy derech, because included in the sale is the derech. But over here where you said, I'm not selling the derech, even though you didn't say, when he said, I'm not selling the bar and the dos, even though you didn't say, I'm not selling the derech, but the extra language that you use is letfuye milsa kasi. It has to be coming to say something. So the extra word, you could be medayik. Usually you're medayik, we show you them. You could be medayik what this person said or wrote at the time of the closing. So here too says the Gemara, Hachi nami, kima d'loy tzarech. When this father gave the gift to his bechor, let's pick the first case. He said, "Tnu masayim zuz lepnoit ploini bini bechor karoyla." He didn't have to say the words karoyla. What does karoyla mean? That word is coming to be mechadesh, that in addition to his pishnayim, he wants to give him a sayim zuz. The same is true when he's talking to his wife. He said, give her 200 zuz karoyla, meaning in addition to the ksuba, karoyla, it's extra language. Hamani Rabbi Akiva, he, the dayek, who's medayek, lishna yisera, the karoyla is moisif, in addition to the ksuba, I also want to give you 200 zuz. And even if it's a balchayv, where maybe you're getting involved in a vakribis, it doesn't matter. He said karoyla, he clearly meant in addition to the ikar, the schaivus, he wants to add on that, mosayim zuz. So before we go weiter, perhaps we won't go weiter, just a little bit of raid regarding some things that we spoke out this week in the daf that tie in to this week's parsha's Balvoisla. The Gemara on daf, Kuflam and Zayin, Kuflam and Vavam and Aleph. The Gemara said as follows. We were discussing HaKosev Nechosev Levonov Tzorech Sheyichtoiv Mehayoyim Ula'acha Misa Rabbi Yossi Yoyme Enit Tzorech. So we're talking about the theme of the week, Shchiv Mera, or maybe even a Bari. He wants to give his children a gift. He wants that the Keren, the gift itself, should be chal, so that as soon as he dies, it should be theirs. But at the same time, as long as he's still alive, he wants to retain rights. So if he's a Shchiv Mera, there's a chiddush that you can give a gift to Achamisa, but a bari doesn't have an ability to give a gift to Achamisa. So there's a way to do it. You do it me'ayoyim alach. You have to write me'ayoyim alach Achamisa. Was machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, tzorich sheyichtoiv. You have to say me'ayoyim alach Achamisa. Rabbi Yosi says, ainay tzorich. You don't have to. The Gemara told the story. Rabbi Baravua Cholash. Rabbi Avua was sick. Olegabei Rafuna Rav Nachman. Rafuna Rav Nachman went to be bevakuchol. Omele Rafuna Rav Nachman. Rafuna told Rav Nachman, boy minay. Can you please ask Rabbi Avua the following question? Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi? Ain't halacha k'Rabbi Yosi? Is the halacha like Rabbi Yosi that you don't have to write me'ayim alach hamisa, or is the halacha not like Rabbi Yosi? You do have to write me'ayim alach hamisa. Amar Yosi told him, "Taimed Rabbi Yosi lo yadan halachi, boy. I don't even know pshat of Rabbi Yosi. You're telling me to ask whether the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi." So the Gemara says that Rav Huna told Rav Nachman, "You ask the halacha, I'll tell you the reason." V'kachava, and it took us into a very lomdish sugya. Bothered me a little bit. Why does the Gemara have to preface this discussion between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman with Rabba Baravua Cholash Ol Gabe Rav Huna Rav Nachman? A lot of the Gemaras that we have in Shas happened in a context. They didn't all happen in a base medrash during first Seder. Some happened here, some happened. And sometimes the Gemara shares it with us. But if the Gemara tells us the background of a story, it's probably somewhat necessary, somewhat pertinent for us to know that. And it just bothered me a little bit. Why is it necessary in this Gemara right here for us to know the background of this story? So what came to mind was a Ben Yoyada in the Sechtes Gittin. The Gemara over there says, Rabba Bar Barchana Cholash. Rabba Bar Barchana was sick. Olegabe Rabbi Yehuda, v'Rabba l'sheyuli be. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabba went to be Mevaka Chayla. Bo mine, when they went to be Mevaka Chayla, they asked him the following question. Shayim, should you get the Dina Sayom? If two shlichim bring a get from a Dina Sayom, tzrichen sheyoyimru b'faneinu nechtav u'b'faneinu nechtam, oy ain't tzrichen. Do they have to say b'fanei nechtav or not? I may be getting the Dina Sayom. It's the first mission of the Sechtes Gittin. Tzorich sheyoyimru b'faneinu nechtav u'b'faneinu nechtam. What if there were two shluchim? Wasn't one shliach. There were two shluchim. Do they have to say b'faneinu nechtav b'faneinu nechtam or not? Amar lehem. So he told them, ain't tzrichen. Why? If the shluchim would say that we saw the actual gerishim, we were edim mesira, wouldn't they have been believed? So certainly they should be believed to say that the get is a kosher get without having to say this agadas edus of befanai nechtav u befanai nechtav. Says the hilge ben yoyada hutzrach lefarish mesader hatalmud chenichnas ulevak. He says the reason why the Gemara told us the background for this halacha, that if two shluchim come from Medina Sayyam, they don't have to say b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. Why? Because ma'ilu yoimru b'faneinu gisha milay nahemni. Certainly they should be believed over here. It's because we know, says the Ben Yoyada, the Bnei Yisascha brings from the Heilige Magid Mimezrich, that a kal v'choymer is a school of the refuah. So if somebody needs a refuah shalema, a skula for refuah is tadana kal v'chayim. So being that over here, Rabbi Bar Chana was sick, and they were coming to be mevakeh chayla, the Eibishter was mesavev, that while they were sitting there, fashteitzach, they were talking and learning, they should discuss something that involved the kal v'chayim. What was the kal v'chayim? Two shluchim. Do you have to say b'fanei nechta b'na? He told them back it's a kal v'chayim. Madach, if they would say b'fanei no gersha, they would be believed. So certainly they shouldn't have to say b'fanei nechta. And why kal v'chayim? Because kal v'chayim is a school of the refuah. Zok de ben yoyada. What's the makar to this? Where do you find this idea that a school is that a kal v'chayim is a school of refuah? It's based on Yisoy that we've spoken about in the past. And that is, we know that there's Yud Gimel Midos Shal Rachamim. The 13 Midos of Rachamim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is conducts himself with Klal Yisrael. At the same time, there's Yud Gimel Midos Shal Torah Nejeshes Ben. And the 13 go Keneged Zeh. There's 13 Keneged 13, as we spoke about at Naftali's Bar Mitzvah. So there's Yud Gimel Midos Shal Rachamim, and there's Yud Gimel Midos Shal Torah Nejeshes Ben. Of a state in Svar, Makdoshim, that it's not just a general, a high level Shaykhis between the two. But each one in the Seder of the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim corresponds to each one of the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Torah Nidreshes Ben. So for example, the first one of the Yud Gimel Shel Rachamim is Kale. It goes Keneged Kal V'chomer. The second one is Rachum. It goes Keneged Pseir Shava. The third one is Chanon. It goes Keneged Binyanav, etc., etc. But the Heilige Magid Nimetzich Gezogt, that the Midah of Refuah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Reifei Chai Le'am Yisrael, the Midah of Refuah is the Shem Kale. In this week's parasha, at the end of the parasha, when Miriam became a Mitzayra, Miriam was Bitzaras, so Moshe Rabbeinu Davin, Vayitzak Moshe Lashem Leimur, Kale, no? Refonallah. Why do you use the word Kale? Because Kale is the Chalamo, the Midah. Kale is the Chalamo, the Midah, and Refuah. So if Kale is Refuah, and Kal V'chomer corresponds to Kale, so Kal V'chomer is a school of Refuah. But the Heilige Magid Gezok, that's why, Vayoyim Hashem HaMoshe, what did Hashem tell Moshe? Ve'avio Yorek Yorek Befaneo, Haloi Sikolem Shivas Yobim, Tisoger Shivas Yobim, Mechutz Lamachene Va'achat Yosef. What does that mean? Hashem told Moshe, Kal V'chomer. He says, Miriam, you don't want to know why she's a Mitzayra? He says, Shtel Tzachfar, if Miriam would have done something to her own father, wouldn't she have been grounded for 7 days? 7 days she would have been locked up. No, so kal v'chomer if she did something that Kadosh Baruch Hu. Fake the Gemara, Adarab, maybe then she should have to be longer. Says the Gemara, Daya Lovim Meradim Lias Kenodim, and this always comes up in Shas. This is the Makar to Daya. How do you know Daya? Because you see that even though Hashem is more chomer than a father, at the end of the day, she ends up being locked up from Hashem, so to speak, the same amount of time she would have been locked up from her father. But at the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu comes with a tefillah. Vayitzak Moshe Hashem leimor keil no refan olah. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. What does Hashem answer? Kal v'chomer. Because kal v'chomer, that's the keneged keil. Kale is the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. Kal v'chomer is the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Torah Nidreshes Ben. Kale is the Midah of Refuah. Miriam needed a Refuah. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu said Refuah. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu answered with a Kal v'chomer. Zok de ben yoyada. Kal v'chomer is a school of Refuah. That's exactly what happened. Rabbi Bar Bachana Cholash, he was sick. That's why the Hashkocha was Mesadeh, that they should discuss Halacha that involved the Kal v'chomer. So I was thinking, you could say the same exact thing in this Gemara. Rabbi Bar Avua Cholash. Rabbi Ravu was sick. Ola Gabei Ravuna Rav Nachman. And what did they start discussing? Halacha k'Rav Yosi, ain't halacha k'Rav Yosi. Said Rav Nachman, Kaimed Rav Yosi lo Yodana. I don't know, Pshad Rav Yosi. Halacha Yiboya, it's a subtle Kal V'chomer. But again, he came with that punchline, that koyach of Kal V'chomer. Because there's a chayla, mitavdana na Kal V'chomer. Because Kal V'chomer is alam al-school of Rufor. So Nehemiah says, if you take a look at the Bnei Yisoscha over there, Bnei Yisoscha says, Dvarim Niflom Abba Ma'oy. So this is, Be'ikar it's in, Chodesh Elul, Maimer Beis, Oy Zion. But he says in other places as well. It's unbelievable what he says. So Kale is the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, and it corresponds to Kal V'chomer, which is the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Torah Nidreshes Behem. What's the second one of the Midos Shel Rachamim? Rachum, Kale, Rachum V'chanan. Rachum, says the Heilige Bnei Yisoschar, is the Shem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses to be Mechaper on Averos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel Avinos, Amoy. What midah, what Shem does Hashem use for slicha u'mechila for kapara? It's rachum. How do you know that? V'hu rachum, yichaparovim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah of kapara is the midah of rachum. See, shtal su'a gemar m'sachtas brachas tafeyam and aleph. Tani tana kamed rav yechana. Kol oisik b'toyro. U'b'gmilos chasodim. V'koyver is bonav moichlan le'al kol avinoysav. He gets mechilas avinoysav. Says the gemara, how do you know that? Tano le Yahu Saba Mishum Reb Shimei Yechai. As Ya Avay Navay. You learn it from Gzeir Shava. Ksiv Hach, it says over here, Bechesed the Emes Yichu Per Avay. Fiksiv Hasam, Mishalim, Avay Navay is El Chek Benaya. So from there we learn, Kolaisik Betayr, Gvilz Chasad, Vekayr Bez Banav, Moichlan Al Kalavi Noisav. So we're discussing Moichlan Loi Al Kalavi Noisav. We're discussing Kaparas Avaynis. And what's the Makar? Beshem Reb Shimei Yechai. It's been an Alta Yid. Ahu Sabi said, I heard it from Rashbi. It's learned out from Gzeir Shava. Why Gzeir Shava? Because Rachum, that's the Shem, that's the Midah of Kaparas Avaynis. It corresponds, can I get the second of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatayin Adrashas Behem, which is Gzeir Shava. The Bnei Soscha continues. What's the third of the Yud Gimel Midah Shorachamim? It's Chanun. Chanun says the Helig of Bnei Soscha is the Midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses when he gives people children. How do you know that? Because when Esav meets Yaakov, and he says, Miela, who are all these people? Yaakov told Hayulodim, Ashechonan Elikim Esavdecha. He used the Midah of Chanan. Because Chanun, he says, Kemavur B'Svar Makdashim, is the Midah that Hashem uses for children. What's the third of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatayin Adrash Hashem? Binyanav. Binyanav, that's Keneged Chanun. Because that's Keneged children. Either way, he says, Mamish Dvarim the Flam Adlaboy, Rashi Negeil in Yonenu. And to this week's parasha, it's the first Midah, which is Kale. That's Refuah. Vayitzak Moshe Hashem. And he says, On Kale No Refuah Allah. That goes Keneged the first of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatayin Adrash Hashem, which is the Mida of Kal V'chem. But on this Inyan, another Ha'ara. The very beginning of the week, on Sunday, so we had the sugyas of Havaras Nachla. And the Gemara over there had a discussion. Could a father be Maver Nachla, before he dies, obviously, he's going to do it in a proper way. Could he take his Nachla away from a Bra Bisha and give it to a Bra Tava? The Mishnah said, Ein Ruach HaChamim Noichei Menu. Discussion in the Gemara, and ultimately the Gemara brought a raya from a Maisa Shahaya. Toshma, the Yosef ben Yoyezer, Hoyoloi ben, Shaloi Hoyo Noye Kishura. Havale Elisa de Dinri. He had an Elisa de Dinri. Come after Shah, he didn't want to give his money over to his son after he died. So Yosef ben Yoyezer gave to Tzaka, he was Makdish, all his money. The Gemara says that his son ends up getting married, his wife has a baby, he wants to buy his wife a baby gift, he buys him a fish, they open up the fish, and they found the Margolis. He needed someone to assess for him how much the Margolis was worth. They decided they're going to go to Hektish. The Gizbo was the only person who's not going to go to a pawn shop. So the only person that you can trust is to go to Hektish. So he goes to Hektish. Hektish says that it's worth 13 elisos of Zahav. It's worth 13 chests full of gold. But they didn't have all the change. He said you could keep the change. They gave him a plaque. So we spoke a lot of rate about this week. What came to mind, a very, very, very obvious sushtel, is Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yotes Amar Aleph, a well-known Gemara. It's the Gemara of Yosef Moiker Shabbos. The Gemara says there was a Yid, his name was Yosef Moiker Shabbos. He had tremendous respect for Shabbos. Habahu Nachri B'Shevavuse, there was a Sheikitz that lived in his neighborhood, that had been a fish in Nichsei Tuva. He was very, very wealthy. Amalei Kaldai, he also used to go for horoscopes. He used to go to astrologers. And the astrologers told him that Kuli Nichsi Yosef Moiker Shabbos Ochlu. One day, Yosef Moiker Shabbos is going to take all your nechasim. This person was very afraid. He wanted to preempt it. So what would you do? You'd think, diversify your assets. But as Gevena Shaygetz, at Gata Goya Shekop, Azal Savninu Lekuli Nichsi. He went and he sold all his nechasim. Savim Barganisa. He bought a diamond. Oisvei Besayne. He put it in his hat. There's no way he's ever going to get my nechasim. One day, he was walking on a bridge and it was windy. His hat fell into the yam. Bole kavra, a fish came, and a fish ate the diamond. Asku, I su, apanyim ale shabto. One day, a fisherman catches this fish, and he has like leftover fish right before Shabbos. Fish is going to go bad, he needs to sell it. So he goes into the Jewish ghetto, the Heimish Kreisen, and he says, who can I sell my fish to? So they told him, his name is Yosef Moiker Shabbos. If it's for Shabbos, he'll buy it. He can never have enough herring. At his kiddush, he's gonna buy the fish. You have nothing to worry about. So the Gemara says he went to Yosef Moiker Shabbos. He went and he bought it. They opened up the fish. Korei Ashkech Be Marganisa. He found the diamond. Zovne. He went and he sold it. Betleser Elisi the Dinra de Dahava. He got 13 chests worth of gold. Beautiful story. Said the Gemara. Pogabehu Saba. He met a Saba. Omar, he told him, Mandi Yosef Beshabata Pare Shabata. That the reason Yosef Moiker Shabbos got this tremendous reward is because he used to be Mechabed Shabbos, and someone that's Shabbos gives it back. Because how did he end up getting his wealth? He got it through Shabbos. So what did he get? He finds this diamond. that came out of the hat of the Shegetz, and he sells it for 13 elisas of Zav. Says Rashi, why 13? It's the guzna ba'almahu. It's a guzna. Keloy mar hoin osok moi. I don't know if it was really 13, says Rashi. I don't know if that's the rest of the story. Point is, he got a dover chashev. And Rashi says you find sometimes that the number 13 is a number that would be used for guzmois. Zokta marsha, Rashi. This is a tremendous mice over here. Why would you turn the 13 into some arbitrary point that's a Lashon Guzman Ba'alma? I disagree with you, Rashi. I think the 13 over here is very much Bikivun. Says the Marsha, I am Pirish Rashi. V'hudachuk. Shekivinu b'mispar yud gimel b'derech guzma. He says, you know why? First of all, she'ain't a mispar ha'mashlim ha'siris v'lemes. Tell me 100, 1,000, a million. That's a round number. Says the Marsha, it's not a round number, 13. 13 is a Lashon Guzma. 13. He says you find 60. Shu mashlam asirios. Says the Marsha, I'm going to tell you what's going on over here. V'nir lechavim b'zeh misper yud gimel hanegei l'chol davish v'kedusha. Because whenever you talk about davish v'kedusha, you find symbolism of 13. Kigoy yud gimel midah shal kadosh baruch hu. Umilas echad. The word echad shu gematria yud gimel meira aleim. She midahis halalu soivivim alach dusoi. Ve'ina mishtane b'ribuyim. Rak the few pullers on the couple. Gam midas a toira k'toisho. Hey, new gimel. Sha toira nidreshes behem. Gam midas a odom. She bog l'chlau k'dushas ha-mitzvahs. How old is a child when he becomes bar mitzvah? Hey, new gimel shom. V'lezeb k'dushas ha-shabas d'le'il. He says, as a matter of fact, look at the Gemara a little earlier on that same Amid. The Gemara talks about Rabbi Abba. He was also mechabit Shabbos. And the Gemara over there says that he would go to 13 different stores. He would spend $1 in each store to buy food for Shabbos. $13 in 13 stores. Why 13? Because Rabbi Abba understood the tifkai of the symbolism of Mispah Yud Gimel and how much it's associated with Kedusha. And that's why wherever he did 13. Zok de Marsha, v'zeh Yosef Meikr Shabbos. Yosef Meikr Shabbos. He probably had the same minig as Rabbi Abba. He probably also went to 13 stores, bought 13 different types of herrings. He probably did the same exact thing. If that's the case, it's Ma'od Matin that the Eibishter would give him back. Mida Keneged Mida. He would give him Yud Gimel. Says the Marsha, you don't have to be Matchik like Rashi says. I was thinking, that's beautiful. In Shabbos Kufyates, Yosef Meikr Shabbos says the Marsha Shabbos Yudimo Rab Abba $13 in 13 different stores. It's Yitachim Yosef Meikr Shabbos did the same thing, so the Eibishter gave him Yudimo. But how's the Marsha going to learn our Gemara? Our Gemara says that Yosef Ben Yehaza had a son who wasn't Noya Kishura. He got married, his wife had a baby, he bought a fish, just like Yosef Meikr Shabbos bought a fish. He tore open the fish, he found a diamond, just like Yosef Meikr Shabbos found. And how much was it worth? It was worth Yud Gimel. Now over there, I don't see the shtickle Torah of the Marsha. Elamai, you know what Rashi would tell you? There's no Rashi in Bava Basra. You know what Rashi would tell you? He would tell Yud Gimel is a Moshen Guzma. It's a Misper Guzma. In Shabbos, Kuf Yutas Amar Aleph, you can hear it. That's the Marsha, one of the most beautiful Marshas in Chiddush Yagod. This is right there on that Gemara. Shabbos, Kuf Yutas, but it works very nicely in that Gemara. It's a tremendous coincidence to think that that was Yud Gimel and this was Yud Gimel. So I think this Gemara here would zicher be a little bit more mashma like Rashi. Either way, this is the first aura. As it relates to Vayitzak Moshe Lashem Lemer, Keil No Rufan Allah. So Moshe Rabbeinu davens to Hashem. His sister Miriam needs a refuah, and the Lashon Tefillah that he said was Kael Na Refa Na La. I saw brought down some Chumash Agra B'Shem the Vilna Gaon, and I saw it in the Chidah as well. So two G'dayla Yoyla were Neschavim L'Davar Echad, and that is that in Parshas V'Eschanon, so Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to Hashem Ebra Na Ve'Erev Eschanon El Hashem be'isa hilemer ebra na ve'era el ha'aretz. Says the pasuk va'yisaber Hashem bila manchev leishom me'ilai. Ayim Hashem me'ilai. Moshe says Hashem answered ravloch. Dinuk al toisef daber elai oid badover hazeh. I don't want you to say anything else. I heard what you said. Enough. No more tefillah. Hadavil negayim gezakt adover nifla. He said that when Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Miriam, what was his tefillah? Keil na refon na la. Says there's a mesayra that if somebody davens a tefillah, he davens it appropriately, and he says the word na twice, a tefillah like that has to be answered. A tefillah that includes the word na times two, na, and he says na again, as that's what tefillah needs to be answered. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wanted to assure that Miriam was going to be answered, he invoked this koyach. Kale no once, refun no lo. He used the word twice. In Parshas Vaschanon, Moshe Rabbeinu daven Ebra no ve'eres aretz. But the Vilna Goyen gezogt. What did the Eibush to tell him? He told him, Vayomer Hashem Elai, Ravloch, al toisev daber Elai oid bedover hazeh. What's oid? What's dover hazeh? That word no that you just used, Ebra no, don't say it again. Because if you're going to say the word no again, at that point I'm going to have no choice. I'm going to have to answer. The Goyen said, and only the Vilna Goyen can say this, that the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that Pei Tesam Aleph, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to take the Torah, Af Malach HaMavis Masalei Dover. The Malach HaMavis gave him something. He gave him a gift. What was the gift that he gave him? Said the Goyen, he told him this Koyach. This koyach of no. That if a person says the word no twice in a tefillah, there's a special koyach. Perhaps Daber Elai Oy Badovar Hazeh. It's Masa Loy Dover. This is the Dover. He told him the secret, and that's what they should told. Don't use that Dover right now. I know you have this soid. You got it from the Malach HaMavis. When you went up to Makabal the Torah, you say no two times. It's trouble. He just gives a little more meaning to Ana Hashem Hashia no. Ana Hashem Hashia no. You say it twice. Ana Hashem Hatzlicha no. Ana Hashem Hatzlicha no. Because if you use the word no twice, it's a special koyach. But it's interesting that from Moshe Rabbeinu's Tefillah, Kel no, Rufan no law, we learn a lot of interesting halachas. Just one halacha that's worth mentioning and speaking about for 2 minutes is Gemara Masechtas Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is, I know someone. Gemara Masechtas Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says Omer Rav Chizda. If somebody's davening for his friend, you don't have to mention his name. You don't have to mention the chayla's name. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Miriam, and he never mentioned Miriam's name. So from the fact that he never mentioned Miriam's name, that's a raya, that if you daven for somebody, you don't have to mention the person's name. The Magen Avraham in Erechaim Simen Kuf Yutes in Hilchas Tefila brings this halacha, but he adds one caveat: b'shem de Maril. V'hani mili b'fanav. This is only true if the person davening is standing in front of the choyl. But if the choyl is not there, it's arach laskishmai. So it's true. B'fanav. Moshe Rabbeinu must have been standing in front of Miriam when he davened, but it's only b'fanav. Shaloi b'fanav. There's no question. You would have to mention the name of the choyl. Chasam Sofer in his Chidushim al Hashas, in Masechtas Nedarim Daf Mem Amud Aleph, you have the brand, they're redoing the Chasam Sofer al Hashas. So if you have the brand new Chasam Sofer al Hashas, they bring it on this Gemara right here, Masechtas Brachas, and I'll read it to you. Kosfu amikubolim, sheyesh paskara shmoy, ktsas esayrus adin olam. That when a person davens for a chayla, and you mention the chayla's name in the context of plainly needs a refuah, mentioning the person's name is ma'ir a little bit of a midas adin. Afal pisha mikamok and karv l'schari de atfila, says the Chasam Sofer, even though at the end of the day it's kedai to daven for the chayla, because although you're being ma'ir some din, but at the end of the day the person needs a refuah and it's karv l'schari because maybe the tefila will be answered. Mikamokim l'famim mikiktas hefsid. You have to realize it comes with an invoice. There's a hefsid as well. Al yidei askar hashmoy. Masha enkein kishem espalo bifnei hachayla. But zok it comes out that if you're davening next to the chayla, she ain't tzorich lahaskir shmoy. You don't have to mention his name. Ayin Magen Avraham hilchas tefila simen kuf yutes b'shem de maril al pi brachas lamed aleph amud aleph. Oz tovay, it's much better. So it says Chasam Sofer, it's actually better for a person to daven in front of a chayla, because if you daven in front of the chayla, in that case you won't have to mention the person's name, and you're not going to have to get involved in this hisoiris of midas adin that inevitably happens anytime you mention the name of a chayla. So just on this, a few aras. Number one, what came to mind was the pasuk in Parshas Toldos, Vayeta loy Yitzchak. So Yitzchak and Rivka didn't have children, and the pasuk says Vayeta Yitzchak l'Hashem l'noichach ishtoy. They were standing right next to each other. Yitzchak was in one corner, Rivka was in the other corner. Ki akorehi vayesolei Hashem v'atah Rivka ishto. So why would Yitzchak and Rivka, why does the Torah have to emphasize vayeta Yitzchak l'Hashem l'noichach ishtoy? I was thinking, it's Yitochin, Yitzchak and Rivka both didn't have children. The Gemara says, I'm a spal bat chaveroi, v'utzarech lo yisa davar, v'na netchila. So it's Yitochin, Rashi brings in a chumash regarding Avram and Sarah, it's Yitochin regarding Yitzchak and Rivka, it was true as well. That Yitzchak was davening for Rivka, Rivka was davening for Yitzchak. If Yitzchak's davening for Rivka, Yitzchak has to mention Rivka's name. Rivka has to mention Yitzchak's name. The problem is, if Yitzchak's going to mention Rivka's name, the Chasam Sofer said, b'shem demikubalim, yikibayir midas adin. What's the best thing to do? Kishem espalo b'fnei achoylo, she'in tzorech lahaskishmoy, os toivloy. That then it's going to be the best. That's the best way to do it. The Torah is coming to teach us something. They daven next to each other. So Yitzchak didn't have to mention Rivka's name. Rivka didn't have to mention Yitzchak's name. Like this, without mentioning anybody's names, they were able to daven one for the other. Another that came to mind is the tshuva. We've spoken about this tshuva many times in the daf.
From what does it mean standing in front of them? But Yitzchak and Rivka's master are facing
different corners. I hear. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Igros Moshe. Simin Reish Chof Gimel Yerideya Chelak Aleph. Be'inyan Bikur Cholim Ayidei Telephone. And the question was, could you be Mekayim Mitzvahs Bikur Cholim Ayidei Telephone? Or can you not be Mekayim Mitzvahs Bikur Cholim? We've gone through the tshuva in different contexts over the years. But if you go, the tshuva is really predicated on the tour in Hilchas Bikur Cholim. It's in Yerideya Simin Shim Lamed Hei. Based on something that he brings b'shem the Ramban. He brings from the Ramban that the ikr of Bikur Cholim is twofold. So why you go be Mevatel Cholim? This make the person feel good? Yeah. But there's two very important ikrim that go involved. Number one, daven. Because if you can see the person sick, it's going to be more easy to daven for him. Number two, says the Ramban, you'll see maybe he needs something, he needs chizik, you'll be able to assess the situation if you're there. So Rav Moshe, the tshuva says that it's poshet, that you could be mekayim those things more if you go to the person than you can if you're only bevaka chayla the telephone. Because in a devari, l'shmiya, you'll see certain nuances, body language, you know what the chayla needs. So if the yisoid of bikur chaylam is those two things that the Ramban said, it's poshet that the ikur mitzvah bikur chaylam is to see the person, not to email him, not to call him on the telephone, it's to actually be there. Stating there, Ramban says, if you can't go, your zikr get some of what you're trying to accomplish by the telephone. So it's possible a person should talk to him even on the telephone. As I state in Rav Moshe Tshuva, but I was thinking about it. If the ikr of Bikur Cholim is to daven, then there's another cheshbon why you want to go. Go and daven there. Because if you're just going to daven for him somewhere else, ikr is Soiris Adin, says the Chassam Sofer. And even though it's Karav L'Schar, but it's also Ruch Min HaHefzid. There is a little bit of Hefzid. There is something you need to be concerned about. But that's only Shalai Befanov. But Befanov, Os Toivloi, says the Chassam Sofer. You don't have to worry about that. So as it relates to this Nekuda, this Tshuva for Ramesha, that was Marishay Ramos, Kiyadua. This tshuva for Ramosha, Bikur Cholim, Al Yedei Telephone, just another layer, another neifach into why it would make sense to go do it in person, it would be a little bit better. It's interesting, in Simen Kuf Yotes, Kiveger, like Boisim Shulchan Aruch, brings a Knesset Sagdoilot, that if somebody's davening for his father, he shouldn't say that, Hashem, please send a Refuah Shalema for Abba Mori. He shouldn't say that. He should say his father by name. To me, it was a little bit of a chiddush in light of all this rate. Because maybe it's better. If there's a way to acknowledge the father without actually mentioning his name, just like if you're Bifnei HaChayla, you don't have to worry about it. The Chayla's right here. This is what you're davening for. So you don't have to mention his name. Then doesn't it make sense to say Abba Mari? Because why have to be Ma'ara? I think it's a little bit of a Ara. But just one final Ara, and that is, we'll end with a Ben Yoyada. So we started this raid with a Ben Yoyada. We'll end this raid with a Ben Yoyada. And that is, we know that when somebody davens for a Chayla, so you don't say Ploini Ben Ploini, you say Ploini Ben Plunisa. Right, you don't mention the father's name. You always mention the mother. Achmev Esther, you mention the father's name. But while the person is alive, you mention Plonisa. It's based on a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Brachis. Lenhem Beis Ano Ploini Bar Plonisa. That when you daven for a chayla, you're supposed to mention the name of the chayla and mention that he is the son of Mrs. So and So, not Mr. So and So. You know what the Pashup Shad is? It's a Marshal. The Mashal says, "Amesach deShabbos daf samach vavam beis." The reason is because we know who a person's mother is. We don't 1,000% know who the person's father is. It's based on Roiv Bilas Achrava. But you have to come onto a Roiv in order to really know 1,000% who the father is. So it's, you're davening for a chayla, you don't want to take any chances. Ein hochim bebekuach nefashas achar Roiv. I'm telling you, a marshal in Chochma Shloima, in Mesechtes Shabbos, it's either Daf Samach Vav or Daf Samach Zayin. You could look it up. Either way, it's because you don't want to have to falazach on the Roiv. The Ben Yoyada in Mesechtes Brachas when Haman Beis brings this. He says, Atam Shemasker, shame of it. The Velt says, because the ima is more valid than the father. Really? You're mentioning the mother's name because he ki'ilu being mezalzel, you don't know who your father is? How could you do that? It's a horrible thing to do. Makes absolutely no sense. Because a woman doesn't have kitrugim the way a man does. Now, I'm not sure I understand what that means. She is free from the two biggest averas, Bittul Torah and Keri. The Mekatrigim aren't as jealous of the woman as they are from the man. Bottom line is, we just mentioned that whenever a person davens for a chayla, and you mentioned the chayla's name, you're getting involved in something a little bit dangerous. Because something bad could happen. So we're trying to mitigate the hefsid that could come about from mentioning the chayla's name. So you know what? At the very least, we do, says the Ben Yayada, mention his name, but don't mention his father's name. Mention his mother's name. Because on the woman, there's less kitrugim than there is on the father. But either way, it's related to this whole raid, to this whole shmooze. That's the reason that we mention the mother's name and we don't mention the father's name. I'll just tell you one, I suffered to this. I saw brought down B'Shem Rabbi Avadya Yosef, that he quotes this Ben Yoyada, that the Ben Yoyada says, that the Vilt says, that the reason you mention the mother, not the father, because the father is based on a roif, and we don't want to rely on the roif bilus acharabal. And Ben Yoyada didn't like it. He said, Yesh b'zachil kvayd aviv, v'ani tomeya al haravzal. This is Rabbi Avadya Yosef talking. Shehoya aribim istorim, v'sar beis hazoya. It says, the Ben Yoyada, from the Sfardish G'dolim, they were bekiyim in Zayar. Shenelem imenu lefi shah. Definitely didn't forget it. But of the moment, when he was writing this piece in Masechtas Brachos, he forgot Divrei Zayir HaKadosh Parshas Lech Lecha. Shekosav Shom B'zeh HaLoshen. David HaMelech said, V'hoishia leben HaMosecha. Why ben HaMosecha? Why not ben Avicha? V'chi lo yhava brei di Yishai? This is the Zayir talking. Wasn't he the son of Yishai? Adi'iu Omar b'shma di'ime? V'loi d'shma d'avu? Elo ha'ikim da dechad yaisi bar nash lekabel milo ilo la'atgur aboyer lemeach b'milod iu vaday. When a person davens for something, you want it, be vaday. Don't say something that will maybe bring into question what it is you're talking about. Because the mother is vaday. Yishai is nishva. It's a Zohar Kodesh. Like the mashal. Either way, but he says that the Ben Yoyada is bringing it as if the Velt says it. This is not the Velt. This is Divrei Zohar Kodesh. Either way, I get in there, Shabbos Kodesh.